at this time, one of my favorite guys. I love talking to this guy because, I mean, let's face it, the Twins, yeah, it was a disappointing loss last night to Anaheim. And Kyle Gibson got rocked early, but then C.J. Wilson got rocked. And, you know, Mike Trout hit that two-run home run that he just, I mean, just pounded the ball. Twins lost last night 8-6. But news coming out of the Twins organization that they're going to have some significant representation of the Futures game at Target Field coming up during the All-Star break. Let's bring in Tyler Mason, FoxSportsNorth.com. And Tyler, how excited should Twins fans be for some of the teams or some of the guys that they haven't had a chance to see yet?
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, the Futures game rosters were announced yesterday. I guess when the initial announcement came out, Jose Berrios, a pitcher in the Twins organization, is pitching at Fort Myers, and then Kenneth Vargas, a big first baseman who's playing at Double-A New Britain, were both named to the World roster. They're both from Puerto Rico. And then today, Trevor May, a pitcher from Triple-A Rochester, was added. And, you know, he's one of the guys that I know a lot of Twins fans, I think, are getting familiar with, along with Alex Meyer. But, you know, I don't think as many fans know about Berrios and especially Vargas, too. You know, Vargas isn't a highly touted prospect, but he's a big first baseman with a lot of power. Fun guy to watch, and Berrios is tearing it up at Fort Myers as well. So, you know, the Futures game, I think, goes a little under the radar a bit with, you know, a lot of these guys that are coming up that, you know, these are the guys that in 2-3 years are going to be some of the better players in the majors. So to be able to watch these guys in you know, Twins fans' backyard will be a pretty cool opportunity and something I'm looking forward to for sure.
What does it say about the Twins farm system over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, it just shows that, you know, they have some of the top-end talent in the game. You know, Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano both played in the Futures game last year, and obviously both are hurt. You know, Sano's out for the year, and Buxton's been dealing with that wrist injury. But just to have three guys represented, I believe all 30 teams have at least one player in the Futures game, but not many teams have three players. And you look at some of the other guys who maybe could have been included, you know, Cole Stewart's pitching pretty well. And they have a couple other guys. I mentioned Alex Meyer. He's kind of gotten roughed up a little bit lately, but you know, we've heard a lot about the Twins farm system, and now we're getting to see that some of these guys are getting closer to the doorstep of the major leagues. And, you know, for a team that's struggled at the major league level the last couple of years, you know, I think fans are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel with some of these young guys coming up. And, you know, if the major league team can, you know, continue to kind of be competitive as they've been for the most part throughout the year, hanging around 500, you know, you add a couple of these young guys into the mix and you never know what might happen. But it's an exciting time for Twins fans, just given the depth and the high-end talent that they have in the minors right now.
And Tyler, speaking of excitement, should Twins fans be excited about the starting pitching that just finally seems that it's taken shape, these offseason acquisitions are finally starting to work? Has that been a big positive for the Twins of late?
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, that's been a huge key to their success. We've seen the offense kind of struggle to score some runs. You look at the Boston series, I think they scored 2 runs, and you know, the starting pitching only gave up 5 in a 3-game series. So if you would have said that the starters would have given up 5 runs in 3 games to the Red Sox, you probably would have figured they would have at least won 2 games. But you know, outside of last night's start for Kyle Gibson, he's been brilliant as of late. You know, you're going to have those kind of starts like he had last night every once in a while. You know, Phil Hughes, who they signed in the offseason, has been hands down their best pitcher, and he's been pretty consistent all year. I know he had you know, a rough outing by his standards the last time out, but you know, he still got the win. And Kevin Correa, a guy who really struggled early on in the year, is kind of come around a little bit his last 2 or 3 starts. You know, the one guy that I think I'm kind of waiting to see get going is Ricky Nolasco. He is the biggest free agent signing in Twins history and just hasn't quite seemed to take that next step yet. You know, he's had his struggles. He's had a few good starts here and there, but you know, still waiting to see a little more consistency from him. But overall, as a staff, and we'll see Johan Pino in this series too against the Angels. We saw him make his debut as a 30-year-old. So, you know, I think that's certainly a positive and something Twins fans can appreciate, to see the starting pitching you know, performing as well as they are.
He's Tyler Mason, FoxSportsNorth.com, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You mentioned Trevor May, and the only reason that he's going to be on that team is because Marco Gonzalez from the Cardinals actually got called up and is going to make his major league debut. But we take a look at the numbers, 8-4 with a sub-3 ERA, 81 strikeouts and 79 in two-thirds innings, which overall isn't too shabby. If the Twins, if these fans get a good taste of Trevor May, is there going to be more pressure on the Twins to promote him maybe earlier than they were hoping?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, we've seen in the past the Twins are a little more patient than most clubs as far as promoting their minor leaguers, especially their top prospects. You know, you look at the Houston Astros calling up 21, 22-year-olds, and, you know, the Cardinals have called up some of their young prospects, but the Twins seem to take their time, and, you know, Trevor May is 24 years old, so it's not like he's a young kid, I guess, necessarily anymore, but if he continues to put up the numbers that he has, and someone in the rotation at the big league level, you know, falters a little bit, whether that's Kevin Correa. You know, I don't think they're going to do anything with Ricky Nolasco. He's going to be in that rotation because of what they're paying him. But, you know, if maybe they trade Kevin Correa at the deadline to a contender and, you know, need a spot in the rotation, Trevor May would certainly have to be considered as one of the next guys up. You know, I thought some people maybe thought that he should have been called up when Johan Pino was brought up to take Sam Deduno's spot when they moved Deduno to the bullpen. But, you know, the numbers for Pino were pretty impressive. So, you know, the Twins felt that Pino was pitching the best at the time and deserved a chance. But, you know, I think it's only a matter of time before we see Trevor May in the majors. I think for sure at some point this year we'll see him in a Twins uniform.
Can you talk a little bit about Brian Dozier? What is he doing differently that he has just been a monster at the plate this season? Is he arguably the Twins' biggest threat right now at the dish?
Yeah, he's been, you know, the turnaround he's made over the last couple of years has been pretty impressive. As far as the power goes, he made an adjustment to his swing. I think it was late in May last year. He worked with hitting coach Tom Bernanski and kind of worked on his footwork at the plate. He realized he wasn't getting his foot down quick enough, and he was doing that, you know, made that change in the swing, and he saw his power numbers go up after that. I think he had 18 home runs last year, and now he's leading the team in that category again, and he's really absorbed a lot of information from Paul Molitor since Molitor was added to the staff, both you know, as far as hitting goes and base running too. Molitor, you know, is pretty well known for his base running during his career, and Dozier, I think he's got 15 stolen bases to lead the team too. And, you know, that's a lot of that is attributed to learning from Paul Molitor. So, you know, he's definitely a student of the game, and he's, you know, talking to these coaches on a daily basis, trying to get any little tips he can to get an edge and get better. And you know, when you look at who's going to be an all-star on this team, you know, I think Brian Dozier would be my vote if I was, you know, going to pick just one position player. He's certainly deserving it, I think.
You know, talking about all these guys that have had good years, and I think, you know, Kurt Suzuki, definitely one of them, Brian Dozier, Phil Hughes, Glenn Perkins, a guy that struggled again is Aaron Hicks, and he's finally made up his mind that he's going to go back to switch hitting. He was activated, but he was sent to AA. Is this something that the Twins should have done earlier? And if he hadn't had that shoulder injury, would he still be at the big league level?
Yeah, you know, it's been quite a kind of a mess for Aaron Hicks the last 2 years. You know, last year they didn't have a choice but to put him on the 25-man roster out of camp, when really I think he should have started the year in AAA. I think that would have benefited him a lot. You know, he made the jump from AA to the majors last year and never really had that extra, you know, those extra at-bats in AAA, and we saw him struggle in the majors as a result, and now I think it's almost more in his head than anything. You know, as you said, he went from switch hitting, and then he gave up the left-handed swing because he didn't feel confident with it, and then just the other day, I guess over the weekend, he started batting left-handed again during a rehab start, and now he's back to switch hitting. So, you know, I think the Twins are growing a little frustrated with Hicks, and as far as these decisions, you know, in the middle of the year to kind of switch back and forth. You know, it's tough for a guy to, especially at the major league level, to try to work on some of these issues that he's having with his swing. So, you know, I think it's the right move to keep him in the minors right now, let him work out some of the kinks. And, you know, they have Sam Fold healthy now, who can hold down center field on a daily basis, and Danny Santana can play there if they need him to. But it's, you know, for a guy who was pretty well heralded as a prospect in the minors, a first-round pick, you know, it's been a little bit of a rocky start to Aaron Hicks's career. And, you know, I think the Twins are hoping that he'll finally gain some confidence in the swing, because that's really been the biggest thing that's been lacking for him.
Well, Tyler Mason, FoxSportsNorth.com. Tyler, appreciate it. Great work as always. And what do you have up on the website right now? I saw something about the Vavras and their family, and what else do you have up there?
Yeah, well, yeah, I talked to Joe Vavra, the Twins third base coach, who now has two sons in the Twins organization. Son Tanner was drafted in the 30th round last year, and then just a couple weeks ago, his younger son, Trey, was drafted in the 33rd round, both by the Twins. So talked to all three of them, just kind of a neat story to talk to three guys who are all, you know, in the same organization together. And so that's up on the site right now. I have some information on the Futures game and a note on Aaron Hicks with some comments from Ron Gardenhire and Terry Ryan over the weekend, what they had to say about the things we talked about with Aaron Hicks and his swing. So that's all up there on the site right now.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Good stuff as always, man. And we'll stay in touch, and we'll talk in a little while down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yep.
It's Tyler Mason, FoxSportsNorth.com. Does a great job.